From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Iraqi special forces near the eastern city limits of Mosul Monday, tightening the noose as the offensive to retake the Islamic State group's stronghold entered its third week. Forces from the elite counterterrorism service faced mortar fire as they pushed from the Christian town of Bartala toward Mosul's eastern suburbs. Meanwhile, a spokesman with the CTS said that they should have everything secured by tonight. They'll be within 700 meters of Mosul. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and U.K. Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson met in London Monday in a bid to try and break Libya's political stalemate. Kerry and Johnson were joined by Libya's designated prime minister as well as other diplomats. Kerry's meeting came as he was also in London to receive the Chatham House Prize of 2016 awarded to him and the Iranian Minister of Foreign Affairs, Dr. Mohammad Javad Zarif, in recognition for their negotiating the nuclear deal between Iran and the P5 plus one. This is Secretary Kerry.
As an important statement about the urgency of effective diplomacy. It doesn't receive the focus that it ought to. But every day, in ways that are large and small, and I mean every day, diplomacy makes this planet safer.
And now to Lebanon, where Lebanon's parliament Monday elected former General Michel Aoun president. The move ends a vacuum and political stalemate of more than 2 years. A rebel assault to break the siege of Syria's Aleppo slowed Monday amid fierce resistance from regime forces. It comes as the UN said it was appalled by opposition fire on civilians. This is VOA News.